Okay, how can you tell a problem is structured? Well, there is physical impossibility in achieving intended results due to the limits brought about by structural elements such as physical facilities, equipment, other technical capability, the structure, the headcount or lack of it, lack of data or knowledge. Sometimes it's a company culture. Company culture is a people issue, it's a leadership issue, but it has structural effects. Structure is something that determines behavior. So in company culture is a people issue because it has to do with leadership, but it has a structural impact. If you change the culture, contractual arrangements, regulatory environment, etc., an accounting department that is manual is structurally deficient compared to an accounting department that is computerized. Lupa at langit ang diferensya ng output noon, okay? Manual versus computerized. Education has a structural effect. People who are well-trained people versus poorly trained people, the effect is knowledge is structural. Data or lack of data, lack of an information system will be structural, as an example, okay? An accurately diagnosed and well-executed structural change creates significant impact. If there is a structural problem, it will inhibit you from achieving a certain goal. Maski anong gawin mo, hindi mo ma-attain yun. Okay? Kasi structural nga eh. Katulad nung SIM card example natin. Maski anong gawin mo, until you solve it structurally, walang mangyayari sa buhay mo. And so, on the other hand, if you diagnose it accurately, by the way, you could diagnose it inaccurately, okay? You are correct, it is a structural problem, but the structural solution could be wrong, okay? Just because you define it correctly does not mean that your solution will be accurate. So, not only should you define it accurately, the solution should also be the right structure, okay? If, however, you diagnose it accurately and you solve it accurately, the impact is tremendous. It substantially increases organizational capability, significantly widens perspectives, dramatically changes team behavior, ultimately leads to superior results sustainable over the long term. It is almost miraculous, the effect. Okay? Almost miraculous. For example, Alabang went from a small, relatively small worship place to a magnificently much larger worship space. And guess what? The effect is night and day. If you have a worship group that is under-equipped, they lack the guitars or the instruments, they will be less effective as a worship group than others who are well-equipped, etc., etc. What's the principle? It's in principle, okay? Read this with me. Number one, structures and govern thinking, which drives behavior and results. Change the structure, you change the thinking. If you change the thinking, you will change the behavior and you will change the results. Change the structure, you increase capability by a significant order of magnitude. Hindi lang incremental yung effect. It is a significant order of magnitude. Talagang night and day ang result, okay? Night and day. I mean, for example, in Del Monte, we restructured our sales and distribution system. Instead of growing 6% a year, we grew 15% a year, every year. And we did that for 20 years. I mean, you do that for 2-3 years, suerte. 4-5 years, wow, but 20 years? How did you do that? Well, structural yung change. Ganun talaga yung structural change. Talagang substantial yung effect, tapos long-term yung duration. Change the structure and you change the breadth and depth of what is thought possible. I mean, yung pananaw ng tao, biglang lalawak siya na the possibilities are great. And so, for example, the building phase 2, which is being constructed next door, that will have a structural effect on the size of the church here in the fort, but more than that, our ability to multiply the number of missionaries and the number of pastors we train. Structurally, and when you multiply leaders, the increase is geometric rather than linear. I mean, it talaga leaps and bounds. leaps and bounds, okay? The presence of a discipleship program, that's structural. If a church believes in discipleship and it installs a discipleship program, that program will have a structurally, because structure, that's a structure. A program is a structure. And if it is done well, by the way, just because you have it doesn't mean it will create the effect. You still have to do it well, okay? At least you're in the right ballpark, okay? So there are certain discipleship programs that don't work. But if you identify it and you execute it well, talagang leaps and bounds ang ano. Next, how do you address a structural problem? You modify the existing structure. You redesign the existing structure. You replace the structure with a new, more appropriate one. Or you eliminate the structure. Okay? There are certain structures that are beyond your control. In business, for example, government regulations are beyond your control. But if they are impeding your business, you cannot stop there. You work around the structure. And of course, the strategic way to solve it is you lobby the government to change the law. That is why the lobbying industry in the US, for example, is a very huge industry. There are people who are paid millions of dollars to lobby congressmen and senators to pass laws, revise laws, etc., because these laws have structural effects on the businesses of certain industries. Okay? Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. How to address a structural problem? Look at the problems here. I want you to tell me quickly what of them are structural. Okay? Let's go through them. Huh? Multitasking. You think that's structural?
Yeah.
What is the structure? Okay. So let's see structural. Let's see structural. Okay. Number two. Is that structural? Okay. Number three, probably process. Number four, sometimes it could be a combination. It depends on the root issue. Lack of time for mentoring and coaching. Could be process, could be people. Yeah. Could be structure. No documentation. Structure. Yeah. That's like a job description. Unqualified people in some jobs. That's a people issue. Lack of communication. Slow cascading of decisions. PP is people. Ito process ito, PR. Okay. Some exe staff disempowered, could be people, could be process. Overlapping activities and events, could be structure, could be process, it could be people. Some issues, some big issues are structure, process, and people. Okay? Budget constraints, money is just, basta it. Pag it, almost always structure. Pag how, almost always process. Okay. Limited facilities. Okay. Volunteer management. It could be process. It could be people. Okay. PR. PL. Yeah. PP. Sorry. Lack of time to execute plans. Could be people. Could be process, okay. Too many goals. Who's giving the goals? So it could be a leadership, it could be people. It could be structure also, okay. Resistance to change. Very good. Too much overtime. It could be structure. It could be process. Or incompetent. Marunong, kaya tagal mo magtrabaho. So structure, process, people, okay. Slow decision making. That's a process that could be process, it could be people. Complex financial procedures, giveaway. Huh? Nakalagay na rin eh, process. Okay? Okay, let me see, do I have time? Yes. Choose one structure, one structural problem. Multitasking? Okay, so groups of four and five bullet, same groups. And we don't have much time. I will give you only exactly 4 minutes. You have 15 seconds to regroup. After that, you have 4 minutes. Go, come on. Regroup. Same groups. Okay, I'll tell you what to do. Just group first. Okay, take multitasking. Okay, and if it's a structural problem, brainstorm. How should we address the structural issue? Okay? How should you address the structural issue? Ready? 4 minutes. Go. I'll give you a hint. Ask, why am I multitasking? Why is there so much multitasking? Get to the root and then make a recommendation. Same group leader, same note taker. Same group leader, same note taker. 3 minutes.
Time's up.
Time's up. Okay, let me see how you guys approach the problem. Who wants to volunteer first? Dito naman. Kanina, dito tayo. So, sa...
Can I call Sonny to represent us? Well, first we have to identify what we meant by multitasking. That's what we did. On our group, what we meant by multitasking or the way we understood it is that this is your job function. And a lot of other job functions are being passed to you because there are certain needs. As of this moment, kailangan ng church or ministry or department.
Right.
So that's the first that we did.
Okay.
And then the second thing that we're going to do, if it were, it would have, we have been the leader, then what we're going to do is, we're, as a manager, we would have to identify yung group, identifying that there's an issue of multitasking. And then the second one is identify the workload of the people in your department.
Okay.
And which of them, by the definition of multitasking, is doing a multitasking.
Okay.
Okay, so, and then after that identification of the workload, I have to identify now the time load, meaning how does, in a week, with this workload that this person has, gaano kadami yung, gaano karaming oras yung i-devote niya for this.
Okay.
Kasi it might be that in my experience, some of them parang, when they're thinking about it, sobrang dami, pero when I ask them to write it down, na-realize nila na, ay, konti lang pala.
Okay.
Kasi minsan, it's all in the mind ng multitasking eh. Pero okay, once you tell them, oh, ba't ka natatagalan? Yung, the leader has to really sit down with them and say, ba't ka natatagalan sa area na to?
Okay.
Kasi ganito. So, paano kung ganito? I think, it's a lot of solutions like coaching, mentoring, or processing with them. But the, ultimately, the goal is to identify kung sino ba talaga sa kanila yung multitask.
Okay.
And yung maraming ito. And after that, you go back, of course, to the job description that they signed and see kung aligned ba yung... May part kasi dun, we were talking about it, may part kasi sa baba that whatever the senior pastor or the executive director assigns you...
Yung others.
Which sometimes is 80% of your job, more than dun sa other first three mo. Which is okay, pero baka kailang i-redefine and say in line with the set of skills and function that you have.
Okay.
Like, baka hindi okay na you are... paano ba ito? You are a admin on this and then i-assign sa yung building facilities o kaya internet connection. Yung baka may ano siya. Baka kailangan i-define lang.
Okay.
So, but after that, siguro the crucial part is the leader also identifying the commitment of the department. Marami kasi iba't ibang department. But for example, for Lifebox, if somebody from the outside ask us this, the process is sometimes Joe would ask me, Jeff, can we do this? And based on the manpower that we have and the events and the activities that the manager should know, I would say, hindi kaya to this month kasi ito yung gagawin natin. So that puts your people into, hindi kaya ng mga tao natin to produce that. Kasi overloaded na sila dahil of this event. So I guess, malaking role dun yung leader or the manager to identify. Kasi when we say multitasking, crucial talaga yun na we have to identify kung multitask ka ba talaga or baka it's all in your mind.
Okay.
But when you start writing it, kasya naman pala. Nagchichismisan lang pala kami. Nag-Facebook lang. Yung mas ma-identify mo. So I think it's a balance of, yes, there might be, but there might be none also.
Very good.
So that's our answer.
Very good. One more before I give my comments. Who wants to volunteer? Giselle, comments that are different from Jeff's.
For us, the first thing that we ask is why are we multitasking first place? So our group answered that at first, this is okay because if, for example, you're a church plant, you have to do everything since you're starting. But then again, there was an increase in the organization, but there was no apparent increase in the staffing. There are now a few people doing a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
So the suggestions were there has to be a revisiting of job descriptions and then define streamlining if this is still applicable for this person and for this duty. And then, one of the things that we came up with is for the local churches, we have to be mindful of the milestones, tipping points in terms of attendance. For example, if you already have a weekly attendance of 500, then it means that this staff handling this worship service, it's not already
adequate
to handle for one person handling 100 volunteers for a certain weekend. So there has to be a system wherein if you reach how many.
And who should speak up? Listen carefully. Who should speak up?
The staff.
Ideally, the leader should see it.
But
if he does not.
It is incumbent upon the person handling this
listen
function.
To me very carefully, okay? 8 out of 10, we think my boss has to know everything. Okay. But 8 out of 10, until we tell them, they won't be aware. Okay? I complained to the VP personnel in Del Monte once, and I said, why don't you think about this? Sabi niya, because I did not figure it out. But thanks for telling me. And sabi niya, the reason why we don't think about a few things, possibly know everything. Okay? But followers often put the onus too much on the leader. Can't he see it? Can she see it? The answer is, most probably no. So you have to say it. Yes, exactly.
That's so Pinoy, di ba?
Yeah. And Giselle, are you finished?
Just to add that, of course, we have to take into consideration the budget for staffing purposes.
Yeah.
Just that. Being conscious of the milestones, especially for the local churches. It depends also on the location. And
yeah, very good. You know, what I like about that approach and your approach, both of you, is we identify it initially as structural, okay? But you have to have a healthy disrespect for the initial diagnosis. So you can attack it as a structural problem, but as you investigate, the first thing you have to do is to ask. If I were to do it, I'll do it this way. Why are we doing all of these tasks to begin with? Importante ba lahat yung ginagawa mo? Baka naman you are working. You're making work. What if we stop doing some of the tasks you are doing? Okay? Will we stop honoring God and making disciples? Kasi, first of all, why are we doing all the tasks? Okay, first question, basic question. Why are we doing all the tasks? So, kasi importante talaga. Let's say, na-validate natin. Kasi importante nga. Sige, good. Second question, listen carefully. Are you doing it because someone else is not doing his or her job? Listen carefully, okay? Am I multitasking? Did the pastor assign it to me because someone else whose responsibility it is not doing it? Now, if that is true, then it is not a structural issue. It's a people issue. And the pastor, instead of training, rebuking, admonishing the person who's in charge of that, is taking the easy way out. Kasi it's hard to admonish. It's hard to rebuke. It's hard to train. Assign ko na lang dito, maasahan ko ito eh. So be careful. Then that is not a structural issue. It's a people issue. It's a leadership issue. The leader does not want to address, pare example lang ha, does not want to address the problem. So many times it's like that. Na akala mo structural, people pala. You see. Ikaw naman, kasi sabi ng Bible, obey your pastor. So, obey. But, sabi rin ng Bible, speak the truth. In love. Hindi ka. Ano? Ayaw mag-speak. Hindi pwede yun. Responsibility mo yun eh. Okay, so, is someone else responsible? So that becomes a people issue. Okay? And if the pastor is not seeing it, you have to help him see it. Assuming that is not the case, there is not somebody else who is not doing his or her job. Assuming talagang importante ito. The question is, why don't we hire more people? Before you hire more people, ask the question. Yung bang ako si accountant, pero ako rin yung binigyan sa akin yung ibang task na hindi accounting. Okay, so tanong mo, yung ibang tasks na yon, is it worth one human being already or not yet? If it is worth one human person already, an 8-hour job, a real job, then fine.
And we have a teammate here who does not mind speaking up. Okay? All right, now. Okay? So, if what you are doing is mission critical, okay? Kasi, ang unang tanong dyan, yung bang pinaggagawa mo, eh, kasama ba sa mission yan? And does it make disciples? Kasama ba sa mission yan? Kung hindi, huwag na natin gawin. Kung kasama talaga sa mission yan, oh sige, is it worth one human being already? If we hire one person, will that person have a job? Baka naman half a job lang. Kung half a job lang, ay di volunteer or contractual, part-time. Until such time na maging full-time job. Now, in budget constraints, I'll tell you, okay? Listen carefully. The boss loves you to think budget, but I want to be challenged. If someone comes to me and says, boss, pastor, if we don't hire this, una-una, hindi ko na kaya. I'm burning out. If we don't hire an extra person, this task will not be done and the mission will not be accomplished. Ay, pag ganun sasabihin mo sa akin, tsaka sabi nga ni Giselle, net tipping point na tayo, 500 na. O kung 500 na, in theory, the money is gonna come. So, you see, itong budget constraint, sometimes we impose it on ourselves when it is not position. Sometimes, our mentality is, hindi ako pwede lumampas sa budget. Because if the budget was created when the church was 300 people, and it's the same budget when the church was already 600, I mean, the pastor needs feedback. Because I'll tell you something that will change your life forever. Listen carefully. Listen carefully, huh? The pastor does not know everything. Listen carefully. I will tell you two things. That's the first one. The pastor, the leader, does not know everything. Number one. Here's the second one. This will change your life. The leader, the pastor, does not think of everything. And the third one, the pastor or the leader cannot think. Does not know everything, does not think of everything, and cannot think. Unfortunately, especially in churches, in non-profit, not-for-profit organizations, leaders are put in too high a pedestal. Too high. We have to bring them down to earth and see them as God sees them. Sinners just like you and me. Imperfect just like you and me. Lazy just like you and me. Committed, yeah. Loving Jesus, yeah. But they are just like you and me. We sometimes put our leaders on too high a pedestal and expect too much. You see. And that's where I encourage people who are below the leaders to say, hey, speak up. Because that guy does not know everything. That guy does not think of everything. And that guy cannot think of everything. It's just physically impossible for him. And for all you know, you're laboring, living under a false premise that he does not want to hear feedback. Maski nakasimangot yan, when you present your idea with such wisdom and grace, makikinig yan. Especially if it is mission critical. If it has to do with honoring God and making disciples. All right? So, now that exercise was meant to teach you what seems to be structural could be people or process. Okay? So, kanya, medyo complicated yan. Yung structure, process, people, investigate mo. Get to the root and you'll find, process nga, or people pala to eh. Etc., etc. Okay. Let's continue. How to spot a process problem and solve it. Okay? There is a recurring problem. After analyzing the situation, you are convinced the root cause is neither structural nor people, but rather a process, how things are being done. What should you do? Okay? Pag meron kang process problem, go to the process. Map out or diagram the existing process step by step. Determine where the process breaks down or where in the process the problem occurs. Make the necessary changes to improve the process. Then sell the modified process to the process owners who are the people involved in the process. Try out the new process, monitoring to see if the problem recurs. If the problem recurs, go back to step two. If the problem does not recur, then institute the process formally. Okay?
An accurate and well-executed process improvement generates efficiency, lowers cost, cultivates pleasantness and fun at work, helps employee retention, and promotes customer satisfaction. Tips for effective process improvement. Communicate the goals of the process review. Involve all process owners. Be brutally frank when identifying where the process is weak. Think out of the box. For example, eliminate the process or should we automate? Communicate the process changes to all process owners and proactively address possible job losses as a result of process improvement. Okay, what I want you to do is I want you to select a process problem on the board. Select one process problem. Because I want you to discuss it. Could it be number 8? Could it be number 17? Number 18, your favorite, I suppose. That received more response than any other. Are there finance people here? Enough finance people here? Okay. Oh, what is the pleasure of the group? 18. Unanimous, 18? Are there enough accountants here? Are there enough? Each group should have one finance person. Kulang? Kulang. Kasi pag hindi familiar sa process, hindi pwede. So, 8. Oh. Familiar naman kayo? Oh, you want 18? Okay. Okay, go back to your groups. Okay? This is what we do. Okay? This is what we do. And you don't have much time either. Okay? Listen carefully. Choose one process within this finance processes. Okay? Can we choose one process? Which one is the most problematic? Huh? Oh, liquidation of expenses? Oh, is that okay? Liquidation of expenses? Okay. Request for funds? Oh, you want? Oh, unanimous request for funds? Oh, sige. Okay, this is what I want you to do. Okay? Pag meron kang Earth to Victory. Okay. What I'm understanding from you is this. Ang hirap mag-request ng funds. Is that correct? Okay. So, is it? Oh, hindi raw mahirap. No, what we mean here is I make a request and it takes a long time before I actually get approval. Oh, hindi. So, documentation. Okay. So what? No, kasi ganito. I'm trying to select a process which is problematic. Now, what I want you to do is to map out the existing process and then to recommend the new process. So, kailangan problematic process. Kanya kailangan familiar kayo sa process. Ano? Too many meetings? What about number 8? Lack of communication? Slow cascading of decisions. How about that? Is that a common problem? Mahirap yun eh. Very narrow. Is number 8 a common process issue? O, ganitong gawin natin ha. I want that group to do finance process. Complex finance, fund requests. Sino nagsabi niyan? Oh, sige. Kayo. Kayo. All right? Finance pro... Itong... that group will take number 18. Oh, kayo too many meetings. Oh, sige. Which one? Slow cascading of decisions. Oh, sige. Why don't we do this? Okay? Number 8 or number 18. What about 17? What process do you want to address? Too many meetings. Okay. Oh, ganito. We don't have much time. Yeah. No, you take what you want, okay? What I want you to do in 3 minutes, map out the existing process and recommend the new process, okay? Kasi sinasabi mo, problema yon. O sige, too many meetings. So, people call too many meetings. So, what's the current process? I want a meeting, I call a meeting. What's the new process? Okay? Does every group have a process issue? You have one? Kayo, meron na kayo? Sonny, Giselle, you have a process? Oh, finance? You want a finance process? Baka mami, oh. Kayo, basically cascading of decisions. Oh, sige. Oh, kayo. Wala kayong process issue. What about 17? Issue ba sa inyo 17? Why don't you take 17? Okay, 3 minutes, go. Map out the present process, see where it breaks down, or where you think it breaks down, and make a recommendation.